Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about compensation and pay, and how one survey has shown, despite the booming economy, most Americans are not sharing in the form of increased pay at their jobs. A recent survey by the website Bankrate.com finds that among employed Americans, 62% have reported not getting a pay rise or a better paying job in the past year. And that's higher than last year, when about 52% of employees say they had not received a pay rise or a better paying job. And only 25% of the respondents of the survey report that they will look for a new job in the next year. And in that same survey, 27% reported getting a pay rise in their current job, and another 6% found a new job with better pay. And these kinds of experiences, where people seem to be stuck in their current jobs without really seeing pay rises, dovetails with a larger trend in the economy. While the unemployment rate has been really, really low, sitting around a 40 or 50 year low at about 3.7%, in general, wages have failed to pick up. And after accounting for inflation, October's average wage had about the same purchasing power as it did 40 years ago, according to some stats from Pew Research. Some other details from the Bankrate.com survey. Households in the lowest income brackets reported they were the least likely to get a pay rise or find a better paying job, with 76% of those making under $30,000 a year reporting neither a pay rise or a better paying new job, compared to just 17% of the highest income households in the survey at $75,000 per year or more. And as you might expect, younger workers were much more likely to either get a promotion, newer job responsibilities, or look for and obtain a new job at a higher rate of pay. Finally, of the people who did get raises, 37% reported it being a performance-based raise, which is about the same as last year's survey. And another 29% said they got a raise because of promotion or new job responsibilities. And finally, 27% said their raise was given as a cost of living increase. But despite wages being really stagnant for large swaths of the economy, most people still hold faith in the job market. The survey also found that around 91% of survey respondents cited having the same or greater confidence in the job market than 1 year ago, and only 9% of people said they had lower confidence. Bottom line, in good economic times or bad, the fastest path to higher pay is to find a new job. It's sad to say that many employers are probably losing out on their very best workers just because they're stubbornly holding to traditional wage ranges, salary levels, and have the inability to be flexible when it comes to rewarding their best performers. How's the economy treating you? Have you seen a raise in your job in the last couple of years? If not, maybe it's time to start looking elsewhere. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.